Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, we, as Metro League guys through and through, you know?
For life.
YouTube, Beaverton.
Yep.
I'm a Glencoe alum.
Mm-hmm.
We have our beefs with Jesuit High School.
Yes.
You know?
Well deserved.
Well deserved.
A slur that we can no longer use either.
Well, look, the... it's all right. It's okay. You'll be working for us someday.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Mm-hmm.
They get old really quick.
Mm-hmm.
They get old really quick, you know?
Yep.
And, you know, it's not wrong.
We didn't lose very much when I was in high school, but the couple times we did,
yeah,
it was the Jesuits.
Yeah.
And it sucked.
Yeah. And they knew it.
Yeah.
But there is a Jesuit alum who... is one hell of a... Well, they actually have a couple because mm-hmm. they have two pitchers that are dynamic mm-hmm. and really
long-range dudes.
And young. And one is Noble Meyer, who is in the Miami Marlins mm-hmm. organization, who was a draft pick just a couple of years ago, who is a flamethrower.
Got gas.
Yeah, yeah. I watched MLB Scouts at the one game I went and watched him pitch. They had all the guns. They went, whoa.
Wasn't he throwing 98 in high school?
No, he touched 100.
Oh, he did touch 100. Good God.
Yeah, yeah. But he's still working his way up. And over the weekend, another Jesuit alum, Mick Abel, made his Major League Baseball debut. And we talked about this on Friday last week, that he got the call up to the big leagues for the Philadelphia Phillies. And his debut in Major League Baseball was on Sunday opposite Paul Skeens of the Pittsburgh Pirates.
There's two ways to go about this.
Yep.
One, you're going against Paul Skeens, which you're thinking, oh, crap, can I get any run support? It's terrifying. He's mm-hmm. the nastiest pitcher probably in baseball right now. The flip side is, ooh, it's the Pirates lineup.
Yeah. So here's the line. And for a pitcher, it is knowing how good you have to be based on the guy that you're pitching against, right? Because you know that Skeens is going to be dealing. And he went 8 innings pitched, 3 hits, 1 earned run, 1 walk, 9 strikeouts. Okay? He picked up a loss in that game.
That run was the only run scored in the game.
Because Mick Abel, in his major league debut, went 6 innings pitched, gave up 5 hits, no runs, no walks, and struck out 9. In his Major League Baseball debut, threw 84 pitches in his big league debut, and
84
was,
pitches in 6 innings is that's money, man.
He was the talk of baseball, mm-hmm. man. He truly was. He was the talk of baseball. On Intentional Talk, they asked Ryan Dempster, you know, what was more impressive, the way that Skeens was pitching in his bag and he was in it,
mm-hmm.
giving up only one run, or the rookie, Mick Abel, coming up and throwing the way he did. And he said he went into a little thing about how dominant Paul Skeens is, because we have to do this with guys like Paul Skeens and Mike Trout, yeah. right? Because they're on
god-awful teams.
Horrible teams.
But they're all-timers.
Yes.
Skeens is already an all-timer. The way his dominance is unreal.
Yeah, and just like give it another like 6 months, people are going to really start hating Shohei Ohtani because mm-hmm. he got that because he was an Angel.
Yeah.
Now they're like, okay, come on, guy.
Yeah, I need you to calm down.
Come on there, guy. Even though I love what he's doing. Oh, it's incredible.
So much fun.
But after giving Skeens his flowers, he was like, this kid is incredible.
Yeah.
Like, he's been doing this in minors. He's been working his way up. And so Mick Abel, Jesuit High School, Portland zone,
mm-hmm.
Major League debut, picks up the W. That's awesome.
5 years in the minors, which is not uncommon for pitchers.
Mm-mm.
It usually takes a couple years to work your way up, unless you're a freak like Strasburg.
Or Paul Skeens.
what did he have? Wasn't it like 17 starts? Something like that?
Yeah, he was fat. Yeah,
he flew through.
It was nuts. But well, Mick Abel, good on you.
Yeah.
Tip of the cap.
Love to see it.
Tip of the cap. You know, and he went to Jesuit.
It's been a while since we've had an Oregon baseball product, like true dyed-in-the-wool Oregon baseball product be dominant.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, I feel like in my old age, I'm softening on Jesuit. My neighbors.
I'm not.
My neighbors are Jesuit.
Mm.
They go to Jesuit. Their kids do. Well, their kids do.
Yeah.
And I like my neighbors.
Mm.
And I like their kids.
Mm.
What's wrong with me?
For me, Jesuit's like a crossover, like Oregon and Notre Dame, because it's green and gold.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and it's like, I hate this all together.
Dude, it's great.
I have a lot of hate in my heart. It's true.
Yeah. And it's like, I like all their, like, as I've worked here, like working sidelines, like, I like Ken Potter. I like Gene Potter, the basketball coach. I like Griff, the baseball coach. Like, it seemed like they have
good... I don't hate the people. I hate the institution.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, they got good people there.
Yeah.
I mean, gosh, dang it. But they got athletes.
Yeah. I don't hate people like at Oregon. I mean, there's a lot of people down there that I like. I just hate the institution.
Yeah.
I mean, Notre Dame, I hate the people.
Whoa. All right. Well, that's a long, really long way of saying...
Yeah.
Dude, Mick Abel, that was awesome.
Yeah, it is.
That was awesome. And there's going to be another big arm coming through in Noble Meyer.
And Noble was a first-round pick, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. Yeah. Both of them were. Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, and Meyer's, I think he's, if I remember right, I thought I saw him ranked in like the top 15 of minor league prospects.
I could see that being a thing for him.
Yeah.
I could see that being a thing for, he's a 6'5" flamethrower.
Yeah.
So, yeah, good. I like seeing the local guys all come up and...
No, it's cool. I mean, who's the last truly local guy? Darwin?
I don't know.
Well, I guess Adley.
Yeah, Adley Rutschman would be...
Yeah.
He'd be the one.
Eric on the old YouTube chat here does bring up a good point.
Mm-hmm.
The question should be, what school did he go to before transferring to Jesuit?
Mm. Oh, none. I think he just went there.
Yeah. I mean,
it's not an unfair question.
Yeah. Did he live in the state of Washington, though?
It's not.
No.
That one blew my mind when I was in high school. I was like, you drive from where?
Yeah. Like, you have an hour and a half drive every day?
You're from Ridgefield?
Yeah. How does that happen?
I don't make it to school, and I live down the street. How do you do this?
That's the private car service.
All right. Here we go. Let's get to hour number two, shall we?
Indeed.
Great. Hey, golf club. Mick Abel, holding it down for the state of Oregon. I love that. Mm. I appreciate that.
I will stop at Jesuit.
Hell of a major league
baseball
debut.
No, that's awesome, man. To go out there and battle against Skeens like that and get the better of him. And again, Skeens was unreal, but go ahead and take a look at the Pirates lineup versus the Phillies lineup, and there's levels of dominance.
Giving up one run to the Phillies is pretty damn good.
He's pretty damn good, yeah. Phillies...
that's like a Felix Hernandez.
Yeah, Phillies right now 28-18. Pittsburgh Pirates 15-32.
Yikes, dog!
Yeah. And the Pirates are on a new manager.
Yeah. Hey. All right.
So
good luck to him.
Got that going for you,
which is nice.
Question for our listeners: which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint: it's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.